first things first, how are you in terms of injuries ahead of this big game?
Yeah, we're good, yeah. Everybody's fit and well. It's the first time we've had that all season, so it's great position for the Manchester team to be in.
Is Dublin's strength and unity maybe about your strength on and off the pitch? You know, that people look at your exploits on the pitch, but I'm sure that camaraderie and teamwork that goes on behind the scenes, that's a key strength to this squad also.
It is, yeah. I think that team spirit, it's very evident when you're, even though we've been with them for so long, it's training session you turn up to, there's a great atmosphere, they're having great fun, great energy, a great esprit de corps amongst them. So, and they realise as well, I suppose their biggest attribute is that they realise that they are, as a team sport, that they are about the sum of their parts, and to that end, they all want to get game time. You know, we understand that, but when it comes down to it all, in the heat of battle, that they're asked to play a full 70 minutes or 17 minutes, they'll do their very best for the County of Dublin.
You mentioned that energy there. Is the energy and intensity in this squad hungrier than ever, stronger than ever, do you think?
Yeah, there's great desire there. There's great focus. They're really determined. They haven't lost that hunger. It's phenomenal to see it each time we meet. And it's just a credit to the players and their discipline, the self-sacrifice that they give to get the games and their determination.
Facing into any All-Ireland semi-final, which brings up big challenges, I suppose. People talk about the challenge for the players, but for yourself, it must be a great challenge to be pitting yourself against the man who's the king, I suppose, of management, Mickey Hart. He's been around the game for so long.
Yeah, I mean, this time of the season, you're always coming up against great managers, and Mickey's been outstanding. From his provincial successes in Ulster to the All-Irelands that he's won, and even his recent times, the McKenna Cup back in January. So they've won a lot of silverware under his stewardship, and it's going to be a tough battle.
Just in terms of Tyrone, they've back-to-back provincial titles, obviously. Is this the toughest time to be facing them maybe for a couple of years? You know, it's back to the Tyrone of the early part of this century maybe, and indeed if you go back to the time you were playing in the 90s, they're back in that kind of a groove again.
Yeah, I think any time you play Tyrone, they're always difficult games, but this particular team have certainly impressed this season. We had a really close game with them back in February. They I suppose tried to impose their game plan on us, and for 60 minutes that was, we certainly struggled. We were only back as well for a few weeks after the team break, so that was a challenge in itself. But probably more impressed me with the Dublin team that day was that, with 60 minutes gone, we were 5 points down going into the closing stages of the game. At a time we were still a point down, we still kept going at it and stuck in there, and Dean nailed a great long range free to draw the game, and to get something away from that so early in the season was a great game for us, and certainly brought us on an awful lot. But when you look at Tyrone's team form in their team form in the Ulster Championship, it's been most impressive. 4 Championship games, 677 I think scored, which is a phenomenal amount, and particularly coming out of Ulster when teams are so difficult to break down. Multiple of scoring threats throughout that team, 12 I think in total I saw against Armagh, and they seem to have got a very good balance now between their more, I suppose, senior experienced players, the McCarron, McCann, McCrory in the full back line, Tierney, McCann and Donnie the half back line, Sludden is slotted in there very well. The two Kavanagh brothers are, Colm is playing, he's one of the outstanding defensive midfielders in the game. Been very, very impressive. And Sean as well, tipping away with scores and just being a great influence in the game. And that's not to mention Mark Bradley up front. Niall Sludden has centre half forward. So they've just got a really, really good team. And it's understandable why Mickey is still involved with them, to see that talent coming through. And still haven't mentioned yet David Bulcrew, who's been very impressive coming off the bench. O'Neill, again, we know what talent he was underage, and he put two goals against Down. So it's the bread and butter. So they just have, you know, they've got really, really impressive players, and they're playing a great brand of football now, and it's going to be a difficult game for us.
That's pretty much the whole 15 in the subs, Jim. It's fair to say that Tyrone don't have any bad players.
No, you don't. I think the teams left in the competition now, that there's four very impressive squads.